wrote down those things.
Okay, so if that testimony were credited, that he just looked at the front page of the brochure, that he was negligent at not looking at the rest of it, that's not inequitable conduct. That's not intent, okay?
Right, that's
clear. The trouble is that it seems as though Judge Ward didn't believe him.
Except that Judge Ward doesn't say that.
Not explicitly, but
well, it seems to me, Judge Dyke, before you're gonna divest the patent holder of his entire rights to the patent for conduct by his lawyer, or in this case by his patent agent, that you at a minimum ought to require the district judge to step up and say, these are the specific findings that I make with respect to intent.
Okay, that
to
may
deceive.
Be, so why shouldn't we send it back and tell
well,
Judge
Ward? Well, that's the least you ought to do, is send it back for those purposes. But that said, I mean, the reality here is that there is not a basis on which to make a specific finding of intent, because the most that you have here is arguable negligence under these circumstances. And here it's worth sort of two elements to look at. Okay, first question is, did he have an obligation to turn over the brochure? And there it seems to me the answer is clearly no. They had a good faith explanation for it, and the district judge doesn't say word one about not turning over the brochure. So then the question is, did he have an obligation to go beyond page one and look at the other two parts of it? And there, it seems to me, counsel and the district judge always go to the same basic argument, which is that this is somehow cultivated ignorance, or that this is a duty of candor, etc. And it seems to me that all of that, you know, duty of candor argument as a deus ex machina for the failure to make findings of intent is fatal. Now, that is precisely what it seems to me this court said, and Star Scientific is not a sufficient basis upon which to enter a finding of intent sufficient for inequitable conduct. So unless the court has further questions, Your Honors, I realize I've consumed the balance of my time.
Question? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Phillips and Mr. Weisblatt. The case